What I find, Mr. Holmes, is that I've indulged you for quite long enough. Come on, McFarlane. As far as I'm concerned, this whole business is perfectly obvious.
It strikes me as being just a trifle too obvious. You don't add imagination to your other great qualities.
Anything more you wish to say, Mr. Holmes?
Not until I've been to Blackheath.
You mean Norwood?
Oh, yes. No doubt that is what I meant.
I'm glad he's dead. May God forgive me, but I'm glad.
Mr. Holmes, Doctor, my wife is terribly upset by this business. She doesn't know what she's saying.
Not know? I'll show you what I know. Oh. I gave this to Jonas Oldacre. It was an engagement present.
You were to be married, Mrs. McFarlane?
Thank heaven I had the sense to turn away from him. I married a better man.
And the poorer.
Robert.
What caused you to change your mind?
His cruelty. Brutal cruelty. He delighted in inflicting pain. Oh, he hid it at first. But when I found out...
And what was his reaction?
At the time, very little. But on the day of my wedding to Robert, he returned my present. Well, see for yourself, Doctor.
Huh. The man must have been deranged.
Yes, may I? Yes, here. Done with a pocket knife. Short-bladed and extremely sharp. And the staining is from concentrated acid.
It's my belief that I was very lucky.
Lucky, madam?
He vented his rage on my photograph, Doctor. It could just as easily have been on my face.
Yeah, Mr. McFarlane, does your son know anything of this?
We just wanted to forget the whole business. We've never told him about it. But... it was an accident, years ago. You heard my wife mention Oldacre's name.
But we explained him away. John had no reason to hate him. You must believe that.
I'm afraid it strengthens Lestrade's case.
Yes, if young McFarlane had discovered the truth in some way.
But it would mean his story to us was a complete fabrication.
Mm.
If he's a liar, he's the best I've ever encountered.
And anyway, why come to you in the first place?
To add authenticity.
Mm. I suppose it's not impossible. Of course, McFarlane Sr. knew the whole story.
Go on.
He must have remarked how protective he was of his wife.
Yes, I don't think it's likely. Quite apart from anything else, why now? Why not retaliate at the time?
Well, who then? Surely not the housekeeper. What conceivable motive could she have?
I can see none.
Well then, what's your theory?
Well, let's wait until we visited the scene. Assuming that Lestrade and his followers have left us anything to examine.
Well? Not a thing. If only I'd been here directly after the fire.
That smell would have been the air for days.
Yes, certainly distinctive, if somewhat unpleasant.
Somewhat. Takes me right back to Afghanistan. Have you much more to do out here?
Nothing. Let's go inside.
This is the study, gentlemen. Since the others left, I've not set foot in here, nor let the housekeeper come in and tidy up.
Oh, well done, Robbins. There's hope for the official force yet.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. There, look, you can see the bloodstains, where his head must have hit the wall.
Yeah. Not much more than smears.
No, Doctor, but definitely blood. And fresh, too, same as on the murder weapon.
Yes, if you'll just excuse me.
I suppose there's no doubt that the stick does belong to McFarlane.
Oh, none, sir. He identified it straight away. No hesitation at all.
Your thoughtfulness has paid off, Constable.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, foot marks still visible on the carpet. Yes, sir. Two men, no more.
Well, yes, sir, of course. Mr. Oldacre and McFarlane.
Did you think there might be a third person?
Well, it was a possibility.
Yes, and what are these?
That's just about all that we found in the ashes, sir.
Yes, metal buttons, trouser buttons, marked, Hyams.
The late gentleman's tailor.
Yes. Were there any organic remains?
Not many, Doctor. A few of the smaller bones, that was about it.
I wonder why they were destroyed with the rest.
Hand or foot missed when the creosote was poured over the body. These documents, have any been removed?
No, sir. The inspector was most particular.
Good for Lestrade. And they were found exactly like this, scattered across the desk.
Yes, sir. Thrown there when McFarlane rifled the safe.
Ah, yes, the safe.
The Majestic Royale. Are you familiar with this model, Constable?
I'm afraid not, sir.
The Majestic